Still laugh. It's Mark Harmon. Mark is sitting in for Wendy, and joining us, the excitable boy himself, David Hochberg.
Hi.
David, how's your summer going? Everything's
My summer's
going good?
Great. Thank you for asking.
Give me a highlight of your summer. What has been the best thing that's happened to you so far? We're at the midway mark right
yes.
now. This is the midway point of the summer. What's the best thing so far?
Last Sunday, I sent two of my girls to summer camp, overnight camp, and then I dropped my oldest one off at O'Hare.
Oh.
So that was last Sunday. That was kind of, so it's me and the missus.
And that's and that's fun that way? You
yes.
like that, right?
Yes.
It's romantic.
Oh, it's fun. Yes.
You didn't go with romantic?
I'm just sticking with fun, and we're just going with there. I love my kids.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
I got two of them about, I don't know, 75 miles away up in Wisconsin. I got another one touring through Israel right now.
Oh.
It's fantastic. Enjoying things.
Is she on that birthright program?
No.
She's
it
not.
Is a camp program, but she did the birthright program. I'm sure 98% of your audience has no idea what we're talking about, but the Jewish community.
We love camp.
We love camp. The Jewish community sends all Jewish kids to Israel as a birthright.
Yes.
It's your right to go to Israel.
They pick up
and
the tab.
And they pay for it. Yes.
How about that?
And you can use that trip up to a certain age, I think 25, I'm
yes.
not sure. But my older daughter went when she, I believe, was 14 with a group of other 14-year-olds, and it was a great trip. And
That's
now she's
fantastic.
Going back for camp.
Yeah.
They went to Poland, toured Auschwitz, and did all that. They went to Schindler's factory. I watched Schindler's List with my daughter before she the Saturday night before we went to drop her off at the airport, just to give her a little background.
How
of what
do you
happened.
Prepare her for that emotionally?
I don't.
To walk on that exact ground has got to be very, very hard.
I said 3 hours, it's going to be a tough movie.
Yeah.
I said... You know, and my wife's not big into history, and I love history, and I was just explaining stuff, and she's like, why is it in black and white? I'm like, watch.
Yeah.
I just kept saying, watch.
Yeah.
That's all I kept saying. She's like, that girl in the pink jacket, I'm like, she's like, how come she's in pink? I'm like, just watch.
It'll pay off.
There's a reason. So, and it hit hard. And I said, think about it. Okay, here's what you got to think about. That's 1940.
Mm-hmm.
We're 2019.
Not that far away.
So it wasn't that far away.
I know.
And I said, think about that.
Yeah.
And what's going on today, and it was only 80-some years ago, it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's why people are on edge right now. And she's like, as a 16-year-old, okay, you know, you start processing stuff, and my kid's from the North Shore because we live in Northbrook, and you're in this protective little bubble, and you don't see outside.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now she's starting to connect the dots. You know, I'm Mr. Hard Knocks, Life of Hard Knocks. Get up. You want something, go get it, earn
mm-hmm.
it. You know, don't come to me for money. Go babysit or something.
Right.
You know, that's me. Go work at McDonald's, which she did.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you know, you've got a lot because dad works his tuchus off to provide for everybody. I go, it just doesn't drop out of the trees. I'm working 100 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
you know, providing for the family.
Mm-hmm.
Go get a job.
Yeah.
And she did. Okay. And now she's starting to connect the dots as a 16-year-old. And hopefully this trip coming back will really open her eyes. And she's with a group of 16-year-old campers. And it's a great experience.
But would you agree it's one thing to go to, like, you can go to the Holocaust Museum or Spertus College will
100%.
Do an exhibit every once in a while, and you see the uniforms and you see the gear that was used during the camps. But to be there, to physically be there at Auschwitz, I can't imagine how emotional that was.
Well, she said it was tough.
Yeah.
And she and my wife took her on a trip for her 16th birthday to New York to see the 9/11. And and I haven't been to the museum. I was born in New York, and I haven't been back to since 9/11 to see the museum.
Yeah.
She made it through halfway, started crying, and she started, connecting the dots.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah,
she wasn't alive when all that happened. I mean, think about it. She's 16 years old.
Right.
Right? I was at the East Bank Club working out. I come out, and I see planes flying in the building. I'm like, where's my Uncle Jeff?
Yeah.
Because he worked as a bond trader in those buildings. And the first thing I called my mom, like, where's Uncle Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you start going back. I could tell exactly where it was. I got out of the shower. I walk out. Everybody's around the TV. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Oh, a plane flew into the World Trade Center. And as crazy as it sounds, back in the day, back then, Cessna's always, once in a while, you know, somebody would have something and fly into a building was no big deal. So I'm like, oh, it's just a Cessna. We didn't know it was a 757, 737, you know, at a Boston loaded with fuel.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody knew that until after. Then all of a sudden, here's a second one. I'm like, find Uncle Jeff. All right. And the problem was back then, everybody starts calling all their relatives
sure.
in New York, and you couldn't get through, and the phone lines were jammed, and the systems were overloaded. So thank God Uncle Jeff
ended up okay.
Yeah, he's fine. Thank God.
That's
yeah.
good news.
Yeah, but remember that? F-15s flying around the city. Yeah. You could roll a bowling ball down Michigan Avenue. So, so as a 16-year-old, she never experienced that. So it is tough. I said, you know, I was texting her. I'm like, did you see the gas chambers? Did you see the furnaces?
Yeah.
Because that scene with the ash coming down and all that stuff, yep. I'm like, remember that.
It's why the chants last night are so incredibly unnerving. Send her back. It's like this is not what we're about here, USA.
I know.
I also want to know if Chet Kopic was on the couch that morning at East Bank Club. R.I.P.
Most likely, or by the at the bar, just holding court.
Right.
Hey, good. Hey, bud.
Having a celery smoothie.
Having a celery smoothie.
Yep. All right, we'll take a break. David Hochberg is here. He has stuff to tell you. Stay here, Bill, and
yes.
Not Wendy, but Mark Harmon in for Wendy on WGN. It's Bill Leff, it's Mark Harmon sitting in for Wendy, and it's David Hochberg. David, it wouldn't be you if you didn't help people. You
yes.
helped some people recently. Who'd you help?
Yes, I helped a WGN listener who went to Rocket Loving Lending, and he was about ready to close the loan, but he called me to go over the fees, and I reviewed the fees, and I'm like, you know, unless they're buying, you know, I basically said something in David Hochberg way. I said, I hope they're buying your cab fare and you know, dinner, and you got dessert out of this, because what they're doing to you is ridiculous. We could do this at a lower rate and lower closing costs, mm-hmm. cancel the loan with Rocket Loving Lending, and we'll have them in a new loan by the end of the month. So that was one of your listeners. Another one of your listeners, I talked about it with Mark last night on The Late Show. A lady called in who's listening right now, Diane, and asked about co-signing for her daughter's college education.
Yes.
And she was concerned that her and her husband, her daughter was like in her third or fourth year and needed extra financing to complete the college education mm-hmm. that she was going at. And she's like, you know, we want to move because our younger son, our son, who our number two and last one, is getting ready to go to college. We mm-hmm. have to do something with him. We want to sell the house and move someplace else, lower taxes, and get out of Illinois. Okay, great. She's like, will the student loans hinder our ability to buy another house?
Yeah.
You know, I said, well, if you don't make enough money and that $300, $400 payment, it could be $500, $600 payment, is going to hinder you, then what you have to do is you have to show that your daughter is making the student loan payment
yeah.
out of an account with just your daughter's name. So that's step one. Step two is we have to show that your daughter's been making the payment out of your daughter's account for at least 12 months to not count that payment going to the student loans against her and her husband's ratios when they go to buy a new place, right? Because if I pull your credit, you and your wife,
yes.
okay?
Yes.
Perfect example. Mr. and Mrs. Leff
yes.
co-signed for their twin daughter's college education.
Yes.
You want to buy another home, right? The college education's costing you, pick a number, Bill, $1,000 a month.
Okay.
That $1,000 a month is the equivalent of a $200,000 mortgage payment.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now if your income is tight, which 98% of your listeners, the income's tight when qualifying for a loan because of real estate taxes and they've got a lot of debt and everything else, if that $1,000 a month is counted against your ratios, you might not qualify for a new mortgage.
Right.
So the only way not to count that $1,000 against Mr. and Mrs. Leff's new mortgage
yeah.
is if Sally, your daughter,
yeah.
in this case, had been writing checks to the student loan company or paying it online from her own account. It has to be in
so
only her name.
So that's the key to this.
It has to show 12 months. That's with any type of co-signing. It could be a student loan. Could be a car loan. We've had people co-sign for windows.
Mm-hmm.
We've had people co-sign for furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, whatever you co-sign for, the person you co-signed that loan with has to prove that they've made at least 12 payments
mm-hmm.
out of an account with only their name or their spouse's name. Your name can't be on the account because then you're paying for it.
Right.
So it's got to be an account and only their name. You can't be on the account.
It's so funny you bring this up because my wife said to me, she had a question she wanted to ask you, or what through me.
Right.
One of my daughters was set to graduate this year yeah. and then just found out she got accepted to Harvard Business School.
Oh.
So that's additional
70
schooling.
Grand a year, right? Congratulations.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Your daughter's going to Harvard Business School.
That's exactly the way yeah. I said it, Mark.
Wait, I would do a DNA test.
Right.
I don't know. There's no
23andMe has already contacted the family. They're very curious about how this could possibly be.
Honestly, I always thought you were a smart guy. You're on a new level.
This
now.
Actually, it's the wife. It's got nothing to do with this guy over here.
But she said, is it better for us to extend? We already have taken out student loans for both my daughters. Is it better to extend those or to have her create the loan? And you're saying it's better to have her create the loan.
If she could afford the loan, have her create the loan. Better to get a federal loan because there's a lot of protection with federal loans, federal loan, student loan forgiveness in the future, consolidating in the future. The private loans are tougher to do. So absolutely have
the only thing that bothers me, though, and I'm sure you've heard this before, is then you're starting out in life. Once you graduate college, you're already starting out in such a deep hole.
Sure.
You know?
Right. So tell her not to go to Harvard Business School.
All right.
And I'm not trying to be a smart guy here, because
that's the fact.
You're going to start in the hole. Right. You're going to start in the hole.
But first of all, it should cost a lot less. But secondly, that's an investment that you would hope would pay off.
Hold on. Yeah. Across the street, you got me going already. Okay?
This is the David Hopper guy, no.
Across the street, we got Chicago Booth University Business School. 150 G's. You want to see $1 million? Okay, count 7 kids going through the turnstiles over there, going through those doors. 150 G's to go to University of Chicago Booth. Are you kidding me? $150,000 to get a business school education from any school.
Right.
And what's their endowment? I'll bet you it's more than $2-4 billion. Okay, why don't you subsidize some of that 150 G's for 2 years with the $3-4 billion you got sitting there? Harvard's got $6 billion. You got me fired up.
I know.
Okay, I was fine. I was almost through the half hour. They've got $6 billion.
Hold
no,
cloth, please.
I need more than that. They've got $6 billion at Harvard.
I know.
And they're going to jam it down your daughter's throat for 75 to 80 G's a year.
Know.
How ridiculous is that?
It's horrible. It's not fair. I know.
Thanks. I almost made it through.
Everything was going so well.
I was fine.
Yeah, we were
now close. I want to promote the Blackhawks thing. Can I promote the Blackhawks thing?
Absolutely. Yeah, please.
I wanted to be calm to the Blackhawks.
You didn't answer the question. Is it or is it not worth it? Is that an investment that's worth it? I want to know
Okay. So here's the yin to that yang.
Yeah.
Is your daughter, when she graduates Harvard Business School, God willing, she, you know, with that Harvard degree, she should be making $150 to $250 a year.
You would hope. Right.
Okay, now, some companies, Carmen, because the job pool is so tight right now, and some of these companies are enticing students that graduate from Ivy League schools or good programs, right?
Yeah.
That they will pay off their student loans after a 5-year period of time. You have to give them a 5-year commitment, and then they start shaving off 30, 40, 50 G, you know, whatever the big attorneys are doing it. Big six attorneys, big six CPA firms are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be $150,000.
Of course not.
It's ridiculous.
Of course not.
Okay, so now I want to promote the Blackhawks.
Okay, go ahead. Do you want a limeade?
I
can we get Mr. Huckberg a limeade, please?
Okay. All right. Got me all fired up. I was in a good mood coming in here. I'm in my shorts. I'm waiting for 150 degrees. I got rain down coming over.
No,
walk into a building that's 62. I'm going to get pneumonia. At 1 o'clock, it's going to be 108. I'm going to be in Northwestern by the end of the day because my body temperature's going up and down.
All right, you'll be okay.
Okay, can I get to the Blackhawks?
Yes. About the Blackhawks.
We signed an agreement with the Blackhawks. Team Huckberg signed an agreement with the Blackhawks. We're going to be
limeade.
What the hell is limeade?
It's good stuff.
Is it good stuff?
Yeah, what, you'd love it.
Is that a tennis player?
It's
thing?
Like lemonade, but with limes instead of lemons.
Does anybody but tennis players drink it? Do real athletes drink that stuff?
Just forget it.
I've never heard anyone say, "Can I get you a limeade?" Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's
amazing.
Crap. All right. So here. Okay. So where am I? Here. Team Huckberg signed a sponsorship agreement with the Chicago Blackhawks, who have done an amazing job retrofitting their team from the disappointment from last year.
Of course.
And we're excited. I am excited for this season.
Yeah.
We signed an agreement. We're going to be doing something in next year with the Blackhawks. We're going to start it around Christmas time. I'm not going to let you know right now. I'm going to tease that. But at the fan convention, one fan can win a chance to shoot the puck at the convention on Saturday night. And I guess it's one of the big events on Saturday night. You have to be in attendance.
Okay.
We're going to have a booth there. You can come down. You can register for free.
Uh-huh.
We're going to pick one person to shoot the puck in front of like a room full of 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people, whatever's there, to win $1,000. We're going to put the placard, a Team Huckberg placard, up there with the Blackhawks logos with the hole open.
Hole, and the puck goes through the hole. You
win $1,000.
Wow.
So if you're going to the fan convention, this is breaking news, Bill. Yeah, this is big stuff.
I've never heard of this.
Because I'm telling you
it's
now.
It's unprecedented.
Correct. So what I'm doing here is I'm going to be at the Blackhawks convention Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're gonna have one lucky fan.
Yes.
But you have to be in attendance at the event on Saturday night. I think they're shooting the puck at 6.
Okay.
So stop by the booth, say hi. I'll be there. I'm giving hugs for free.
Oh, free hugs?
Because I give great hugs. And if you want to bring your mortgage statement, we'll give free evaluations at the Blackhawks, because that's what you want when you go to a Blackhawks convention. You want to get players' pictures. You want to get autographs. And you want to get a free mortgage evaluation.
Everybody wants this.
Right. And we're going to be there, and you have a chance to win $1,000.
It's fantastic.
$10, $100 bill. By the way, Bill, that's $1,000.
It's $1,000 all time.
Right? Your daughter would know that, and your wife would know that.
Yeah.
But here's what we got. I'm just very excited to launch it here.
That's excellent.
Breaking
news. Good news. If people want to reach you, David, what would their best bet be?
Very simple, Bill. It's 855-56-DAVID, 855-56-DAVID. That's the toll-free number.
Are you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter, at David Hochberg. That's spelled H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G.
Are you on Etch-A-Sketch?
Yes. I do a mean, mean Blackhawks Indian head on
Etch-A-Sketch. I would love to see this.
It's fantastic. Right. But I don't have the color one because I can't afford the color
one.
Fine. I'll come to your house to use that
right.
one. And then you could go to our website, 56david.com, 56david.com, and we'd love to help more of your listeners with their mortgages like we're helping them now.
That's David Hochberg. Seek him out. It's worth it. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
To see you. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand, all from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, right here on WGN Radio.